This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We were talking about envy, dear brothers and sisters, in the previous program, and we gave also examples from the Islamic history how envy has put destruction in our path and has been the main reason for the death of thousands of Muslims in the early battles between different companions against Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we also talked about what envy did after the demise of the Prophet, where the successorship of Imam Ali went to other people. And it is from the book Jawahir al-Kalam, in the chapter of giving testimony about the conditions of a witness. A witness must not be envious. In Islam, a witness testimony is not accepted if he is envious. A witness must not be envious. In Islam, a witness testimony is not accepted if he is envious. He is not just. In other words, envy is one of the greatest sins. The book Jawahir al-Kalam, it is used a tradition from the Messenger of Allah to prove that envy is one of the greatest sins. The tradition described the sins that would force different segments of society into hell. One of the things that he said was that the religious scholars, dear brothers and sisters, and that is a shout out to all the religious scholars, that the religious scholars will be sent into hell because of their envy. And we will make those who learn about religion go to hell if they are not careful and if they do not purify themselves. Tazkiyatun nafs. So in an early stage, if a religious scholar does not deal with these issues, then he will falsely, wrongly take a whole community with him. And envy is one of the major sins, major threats to religious scholars. It is better if I relate something while we are talking about this tradition. It is true that envy destroys religious scholars, but it is not exclusive to scholars. We see envy in all the different segments of the society. It can encompass university students. It could encompass colleagues and other scholars of other fields as well. As a principal knowledge brings about envy, be it religious knowledge or any other knowledge. And that is a principle. This is a warning to anyone who has become knowledgeable in any field because of this. Ayatollah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, said that a student in the religious seminaries or a student in the university will be dangerous for the society if he or she has not purified himself or herself. His harm would be more than his benefit.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered.
guess it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So it is not exclusive to religious scholars, but it encompasses students of other fields in the universities and other scholars in other fields also. The envious judge tries to give the imam the death penalty. For example, let me give you the story about Abu Lila, who was a judge during the time of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam. Abu Lila was a judge in the Abbasid Khilafah, the Abbasid Khalifa Mutawakkil. So he called the Imam, and Mutawakkil had put him in charge of judging. So he was the head judge of the whole Muslim Ummah. A store owner lived close to his house by the name of Zaraqa. The judge and the store owner were friends. One day, the judge went to see Zaraqa while he was very distressed. The store owner asked, "Your Honor, why are you so upset today?" The judge responded, "If you only knew what happened to me in front of the Khalifa today. They brought a thief in front of me. They asked me how much of his hand should be cut. And I said that the Quran said that the person's hand up to his elbow must be washed in wudu. So I said his hand must be cut from the elbow." The Khalifa asked other judges who were present in the courtroom about their opinion. And they said that the hand must be cut from the wrist, because all considered that to be the hand in regards to tayammum. The Khalifa then turned to the Imam of the Shiites, Imam Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam Jawad alayhi salam said, "They said what the ruling is." But the Khalifa insisted, "You tell me the ruling as well. You tell me your opinion." Imam again said, "They already said what the ruling is." The Khalifa insisted that the Imam tell him his opinion, and the Imam said, "His fingers must be cut off, because Allah said that the masajid belong to Allah." Masajid is the plural form of masjid, which means parts of one's body that are on the floor when he prostrates. This thief will want to pray, and he must put the 7 parts of his body on the ground when he prostrates. He must put his 2 palms on the ground, and for this reason, they should not be cut. Instead, only his fingers should be cut. When the Imam said this, the Khalifa said, "Excellent," and immediately ordered the thief to be punished in the way the Imam said. At this time, dear brothers and sisters, it was like the whole world fell on the head of this judge. How was a 25-year-old man, the Imam, ahead of me in knowledge? "I'm upset," the judge said, "and I will not get over it until I do what I have to do." So you see that this envy grow within the judge. And inshallah, we will continue with this story in the future program, dear listeners. And please follow us in another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. This love is all I need.
All I need to be all I can be, and I know that you see.
your love is all I need.